Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, let's go right to it. Ross Tucker joining us this morning from the Ross Tucker podcast, part of the Odyssey team as well, and a lot of NFL games, doing them nationally. I get to see him a lot of different weeks in a lot of different cities. Ross, good morning. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing awesome, Joe. How about yourself?
Man, I'm hanging in, so I got to get right to it. A lot of our fan base is not happy with the Miami Dolphins. I figured he's up in close to where you live. Chop Robinson from Penn State, 11.5 sacks in 3 years. People are worried about his production, as good athlete as he is. What's your take on the Dolphins taking edge rusher out of Penn State, Chop Robinson?
Yeah, so, well, you know, I live like an hour from Penn State.
Right.
And so I've actually met and been around Chop a couple times. Man, he's a physically impressive dude, Joe, when you see him. I mean, he is rocked up, put together. And when you watch him move on tape and when you watch him move in games, the guy he reminded me of is Micah Parsons. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be Micah Parsons. I'm just saying, you know, they played right after each other at Penn State.
Right.
And so, uncommon burst and explosiveness. I mean, forget even his 40 time at the combine, which was ridiculous. I think he had the fastest 10-yard split ever for a guy over 250 pounds, something like that. Don't quote me on it, but
no, he ran a 4.48. I'm not surprised. The guy runs like he's a wide receiver.
Yeah, it's and when you see him, he's all of 255 and rocked up. You know, I know he didn't have as many sacks as people wanted. Man, he got a lot of hits on the quarterback and a lot of pressure. I mean, he was a problem. Like, watch the Ohio State game. They could not block him. It's why Ohio State couldn't score any points in the game. He was unblockable for Ohio State. I think he's a very, very high-end player. To me, there's three thoughts, right? With Phillips and Chubb both coming off those injuries, you know, obviously they don't know when those guys are going to come back and how great they'll come back, so they needed somebody else. They lost Van Ginkle in free agency. And then also, you know, D-end and edge rusher in particular, you got to have a bunch. I mean, if you don't have at least three, you got a problem. And really, you should have four. I mean, you want to – I know the Eagles, they try to have five, right? Like, at all times, they try to have five guys that they're giving snaps to as edge rushers. And they always want to feel real good about four of them, right? Real good. And so for the Dolphins, I think they look at it the same way. You know, the knock on him is that the production and also, you know, how well does he play against the run and blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't know that they're going to have him play against the run that much as a rookie. He can learn that part of it. He can get better at that part of it. I think they just need him to be a situational pass rusher. But by the way, I mean, situational pass rusher, Joe, that's like 65% of the snaps now. You know what I mean? Like, there aren't that many snaps. Like, Like, the whole game is situational pass rushing there.
Right. Hey, so you feel pretty good because I'm telling you, everybody just looked up Chop Robinson's stats, and there's 11 and a half sacks in 3 years, two at Penn State, one at Maryland, and you know, and people are going because – so you know down here we haven't won a playoff game forever, and so there is a lot of frustration and a lot of pressure on Chris Greer to get these picks and help Mike get this thing. And you sound like you feel pretty good about what you've seen, that he's going to be just fine.
Well, I don't think he's a one-trick pony. I do think he has some moves. I think he's got more power. And I think there's a pretty good track record in the NFL that if you have that type of elite athleticism, that you're going to be able to get pressure on the quarterback. I mean, if you're I played offensive line. You're going against a guy with that type of burst, you are going to be concerned about that. You are going to be backpedaling. You are going to be kicking out and worried about his speed around the edge. That opens things up for other guys inside. And listen, I think if you're going to bet on an edge rusher, if you're going to bet on a position, that's a position to bet on. And traits is a pretty darn good thing to bet on. And if you think he needs some more work with his moves, well, then teach him. You know, I mean, that's where coaching comes in. He's still a young guy. The other thing is, you know, it should be noted, Joe, Penn State, first of all, last 2 years had like the best defense in college football, but also they have another guy that's going to get drafted in the second round tonight. They've had a bunch of D linemen and D ends getting drafted high to the point where it's not like he wasn't even playing that many snaps either. You know, he was rotating with other guys also. So that's part of the reason why maybe he didn't have his back. You know, they were barely on the field. Look how many three and outs they had. They had the number one defense in college football. And so because of that, and because they blitzed as much as they did, I think that affects the production. Watch the tape.
Yeah. I thought Manny Diaz, by the way, he did do a really good job of that defense. So I got to ask you here.
Yeah, Manny Diaz, unbelievable. I thought he was the coordinator of the year. They were unbelievable on defense, and it's a huge loss for Penn State that Manny took the Duke job.
Yeah. Well, listen, the story coming out, quarterbacks last night, were you more surprised Bo Nix goes 12 or Michael Penix is Kirk Cousins' backup with Atlanta, that pick at 8?
Definitely Penix Jr. That was by far the biggest surprise of the night. You know, everybody that came on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the only team they ever talked about when it came to Bo Nix was the Broncos. You know, I mean, Greg Cosell was like, he'd be a really good fit in Sean Payton's offense. I mean, for months, people have been talking about how Bo Nix is a Sean Payton type of guy and he'd be a good fit. I hadn't heard a single other team even mention with Bo Nix. So that part of it did not surprise me. The Penix thing, you know, my philosophy on that, Joe, is that when in doubt, decisions in the NFL are made for job security. And I think the GM, Terry Fontenot, in Atlanta, and the head coach, Raheem Morris, I think they thought, you know what? We're going to be pretty good the next couple years with Cousins. And then, you know, Cousins will be 38, 39. If we can transition to a young guy that we like then, that's been around for a couple years, then maybe we have a smooth transition like the Packers did from Favre to Rodgers or Rodgers to Love, and we'll still be good. I mean, those guys, in my mind, kind of bought themselves, what, like 4 years last night? Which in the NFL, that's an eternity. I mean, guys get fired after 1 year. A lot of guys get fired after 2 years, and you definitely get fired after 3 years unless you've really done something impressive. Those guys kind of bought themselves 4 years, right? Because Cousins will play two or three. Then they'll have Penix. They won't fire these guys after 1 year of Penix. So, I don't know. I think they probably stayed up one night and were like, you know, if we do this, then we have a job for at least the next 4 years.
Yeah. By the way, GM's making a lot of money now. There's no question. As much time as you can buy as possible. So, if somebody would have told me there were going to be six quarterbacks taking the first 12 picks, and I know everybody's looking for that next franchise quarterback. I did not see that one coming overall. Were you surprised in the order of the first three guys, Caleb, Jaden, and then Drake?
No, because that's what it had come out the last couple of days. Although I will say this. What's so interesting to me is every guy I had on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I really respect, and I know they put in the work, right? I'm talking Greg Cosell and Chase Daniel, Phil Sims came on, Louis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky. Joe, it was unanimous. They all loved Jaden Daniels and would sing Jaden Daniels' praises and the best pure pocket passer, great progression reader. They loved him. There was a consensus that they did not like Drake May. I mean, Phil Simms said his video was disappointing. Somebody said he was raw. Somebody said bad footwork. Somebody said he misses layups. Someone said that the throw-to-throw accuracy wasn't there. So to me, it's just kind of wild that those guys went back-to-back in the draft. I mean, the guy that everybody loved went number two, and the guy that everybody had concerns about. Literally, every guy came on the show had serious concern about Drake May. He goes one pick later? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. No, it was great. And by the way, we talked about the hyping it up all off season here, this leading up to this draft with the quarterbacks being the story, man. That did not disappoint for sure. Hey, so I got to ask you, man, it's that time of year again. Mother's Day's right around the corner. And it's funny, last time you were on, people were talking about MyFrontPageStory.com is a change up from chocolates and flowers. And you got to talk about this, man.
Well, it's funny because last time I was on was before the Super Bowl, which is Valentine's Day. Now I'm on for the draft, and a couple weeks from now is Mother's Day. And it's the same deal. It's the best Mother's Day gift I've ever seen or heard of. My sister and I actually got it from my mom a couple years ago. And you talk to a writer for like 10 minutes while you're driving home from work, or you can fill out an email if you'd rather do that. Tell them how great your mom is. They write this incredible story, Joe. It's framed. You send them a couple pictures. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. I mean, my mom, it's beautiful. My mom read the quote from my sister that I wouldn't be the woman I am today if it weren't for my mom. She just started crying.
Yeah.
I mean, she started bawling.
That's a
slam dunk. I can almost guarantee your mom will cry. And then she has it hanging up right next to the front door in her house, which I think is a little bit weird, Joe, but whatever. She loves it. MyFrontPageStory.com. MyFrontPageStory.com. Best Mother's Day gift ever.
Ross, that's great stuff. And, man, it's nice talking to you today. And thank you for the update on Miami Dolphins' first pick and everything else for everybody out there. It's been a busy morning. Thank you so much, man. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Joe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.